KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, a little bit of drizzle or mist in the air, and it's 34 degrees. We look for cloudy skies with fog and drizzle this morning, partly cloudy to cloudy this afternoon with nearly steady temperatures in the 30s. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. In the news alert, citizens who witnessed an incident of assault Sunday morning in Council Bluffs and reported it to 911 are being credited with helping authorities in the apprehension of the suspect. Officials say at around 6:40 a.m. Sunday, officers were called to the Council Bluffs Walgreens store on East Broadway Street for a report of a woman who was being assaulted inside of a vehicle in the parking lot. Witnesses told arriving officers the suspect allegedly struck the victim and refused to let her leave the vehicle. At about the same time officers arrived on the scene, the suspect vehicle, a Mercury Sable, took off with the victim still inside. The suspect, 22-year-old John M. McAllister of Council Bluffs, strode to Jenny Edmondson Hospital's parking lot, where the victim, his girlfriend, was able to get out as the car was slowing to make a turn. Officers followed the suspect vehicle, turned and rendered aid, that is, while McAllister fled the scene. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was treated at a local hospital. As the suspect vehicle left Jenny Edmondson, it nearly collided with a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy who was in the area. A pursuit ensued with Pott County deputies and Council Bluffs police involved in the chase. The pursuit was terminated near South 12th Street and 10th Avenue when McAllister drove the car eastbound onto the railroad tracks. The car got back onto the road at the intersection of South 8th and 10th Avenue. When officers next saw the car, it had no left front tire and heavy sparks were shooting from the vehicle. Officers followed the disabled vehicle to the 100 block of 27th, where McAllister got out and fled on foot, but he was arrested a short time later and faces charges of domestic assault with injury, interference with official acts, possession of drug paraphernalia, and eluding. McAllister was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. Police in Council Bluffs Monday afternoon identified the two juveniles allegedly involved in an armed robbery and assault over the weekend. Authorities say 17-year-old Nicholas Lewis of Council Bluffs and 16-year-old Jacob Strimple of Omaha were being held on charges of first-degree robbery, a forcible felony. Authorities say at around 12:03 a.m. Sunday, officers had responded to the Council Bluffs police station for a report of a robbery, and upon arrival, officers located the victim, Tony Shively of Council Bluffs. Shively told officers that while using the ATM near First Street and Pearl, he was approached by two black males who asked him for a cigarette. When Shively told the suspect he didn't smoke, one of the subjects pulled out what appeared to be a handgun and pointed it at Shively, instructing him to hand over everything he had. When Shively refused, the suspect struck Shively in the head with a handgun, resulting in a serious injury. Shively was transported to Mercy Hospital for treatment of his injuries and later released. Officers located the suspects near South 8th Street and West Broadway. And while checking the area, they also located a pellet pistol underneath a vehicle. Police in Creston today released a delayed theft report. Authorities say a man residing in the 1000 block of West Montgomery Street reported that sometime during the month of October, someone entered his garage at his residence and stole a large number of tools, hunting gear, and other miscellaneous items. The stolen items included several Snap-on brand socket sets, wrenches, ratchets, and extension sets, Under Armour bibs and a jacket, a Nikon Monarch Laser 1200 rangefinder, a Redhead Primal bow and rifle rack, a DeWalt 6-tool 18-volt combo kit, a Hunter safety system harness, and a Truefire edge buckle fold-back release. The property was valued at $8,500 altogether. The Ottawa County Sheriff's Office yesterday reports four arrests took place over the past few days. Friday night, 31-year-old Daniel Raymond Jensen of Atlantic was arrested on an outstanding warrant for failure to appear at a child support hearing. Jensen was picked up by Cass County deputies and transported to the Ottawa County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,000. He's scheduled to appear in court next Monday. Sunday evening, Ottawa County deputies, assisted by Carroll County deputies, arrested 30-year-old Ashley Chantel Hederick of Carroll on an outstanding warrant for violation of probation associated with a 2016 conviction for possession of meth with the intent to deliver and possession of heroin. Hederick was being held in the Ottawa County Jail on $1,000 bond while awaiting a district court appearance scheduled for next Monday afternoon. Sheriff's deputies in Ottawa County also arrested two people on Monday morning at around 1 a.m. 27-year-old Carl Joseph Musser of Hamlin was arrested following a traffic stop. He was charged with driving while suspended, also operating a vehicle without a registration, and having no insurance. Musser was later released after appearing before a magistrate. And 25-year-old Austin Grieve was arrested at the Audubon County Jail for violation of probation. Grieve was already held in the jail on $65,000 bond on charges of attempted murder, burglary in the third degree, and going armed with intent in association with an incident that took place on February 2nd. Grieve was scheduled to appear in district court again next Monday afternoon. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater yesterday issued his weekly arrest report. In it, he said 36-year-old Donna Marie Vanderplume of Greenfield was arrested February 2nd in Greenfield on an Adair County warrant for possession of controlled substance methamphetamine, first offense. The woman was later released on a $1,000 bond. Also arrested February 2nd was 34-year-old Joshua James Kimmel of Des Moines. He was taken into custody on an Adair County warrant for failure to appear on a charge of malicious prosecution. He was being held in the Adair County Jail on $1,000 bond. On February 3rd, 31-year-old John Lyle Vanscoy of Creston was arrested in Bridgewater for driving while barred, habitual offender. Vanscoy was later released on $2,000 bond. On February 4th, 53-year-old Patrick Russell Darling of Greenfield was arrested for violating a temporary restraining order. Darling was sentenced to time served. And on January 31st, 28-year-old Shannon Corinne McElwee of Des Moines was arrested on an Adair County warrant for assault causing bodily injury or mental illness. McElwee was subsequently released on her own recognizance. One day before that, 30-year-old James Robert Lyman of Greenfield was arrested for driving while barred. His bond was set at $2,000. The Glenwood Police Department yesterday reported two separate arrests took place on Monday. Authorities say 48-year-old Lawrence Scarnolis of Glenwood was arrested for being a fugitive from justice. Scarnolis was being held without bond at Mills County Jail. And 35-year-old Kevin Peterson of Glenwood was arrested on a Mills County warrant for a probation violation. His cash bond was set at $1,000. Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday say two arrests took place recently. Last Friday, 24-year-old Fred Akuma Oburu of York, Nebraska, was arrested at the Sheriff's Office on a warrant for probation violation. Oburu's bond was set at $5,000. And on February 27th, 27-year-old Christopher Lee McDaniel of Pacific Junction was arrested at the Sheriff's Office for violation of a no-contact order. His bond was set at $20,000. Authorities also say no serious injuries were reported following a collision Saturday night on Highway 34 in Mills County near Hillman Road. A 2009 Ford driven by 72-year-old Josie Taylor of Columbus, Nebraska, was traveling east on Highway 34 at around 7:10 p.m. Saturday when her vehicle abruptly left the traveled portion of the road and entered onto Hillman Road, where it collided with a 2013 Chevy. The driver of the Chevy was identified as 36-year-old Mark Eisman of Glenwood. His vehicle was struck as he was waiting at a stop sign facing south on Hillman Road. Taylor told authorities she doesn't know how the accident happened. Both drivers were checked out by Glenwood rescue crews but refused medical treatment. And the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man and woman from Oakland were arrested early Saturday morning following an incident of assault. Raymond James Finniff Jr. of Oakland was allegedly assaulted by his ex-girlfriend, 21-year-old Selena Herrera of Oakland, and her 18-year-old brother Tristan. The pair allegedly struck Finniff Jr. over the head with a metal golf club. Selena and Tristan Herrera were charged with aggravated assault, willful injury, and because he was in possession of a controlled substance, a prescription pill, at the time of his arrest. Tristan Herrera was subsequently charged with unlawful possession of a prescription. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said also 41-year-old Jeffrey Brandt of Walnut was arrested following a traffic stop in Walnut Sunday morning for driving while revoked. 23-year-old Justin Humphreys of Council Bluffs was arrested Sunday afternoon on Highway 92 near Traynor following a traffic stop for speeding. He was charged with driving while barred and arrested on a warrant out of Council Bluffs for OWI first offense. He was also charged with possession of a controlled substance after being found in possession of baggies containing a little more than a half a gram each of meth and cocaine. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.